All About Britain by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books 2011. Chapter 1. Ghost Tour of Britain. Spooky Tours. Day 1. Our tour starts at the Tower of London, the home of some very famous ghosts. Many years ago, the Tower of London was a prison. Henry VIII's second wife, Anne Boleyn, died here, and people sometimes see her ghost. The princes in the tower, Edward V of England and his brother Prince Richard, were also in prison here, and people see their ghosts too. Some people believe their uncle, Richard III, killed them because he wanted to be king. Next, we travel to Covent Garden Underground Station, the only train station with a ghost. An actor called William Terrace died there in 1897, and his ghost visits quite often. Day 2. We leave London and travel north to Scotland. Our first stop in Scotland is Glamis Castle, one of Britain's oldest castles. The Earl of Strathmore and his family live there with a lot of ghosts. One of them is the Grey Lady, the ghost of Lady Janet Douglas. In 1537, the authorities accused her of trying to poison King James V and burned her at the stake. People say her ghost is very sad and quiet. We spend the night in Scotland at the Castle of Park. This very old castle is now a hotel. In the corridors, people sometimes see the ghost of a mysterious green lady. Many believe she was a servant at the castle, and her employers dismissed her because she was pregnant. She later committed suicide. Day 3. In the morning, we travel by boat to Iona, a beautiful island next to Scotland. In 794, Vikings came here to look for treasure. They killed the monks in Iona Abbey and escaped with all the treasures from it. According to people on the island, Viking ghosts sometimes visit them today. They arrive on Viking ships and return to the abbey. Look for them there. Day 4. After the boat tour, we say goodbye to Scotland and travel south to Wales. In Wales, we go on a fascinating boat tour along Montgomery Canal to search for the ghost of a Welsh princess called Eira. Princess Eira fell in love with a common man and wanted to marry him. This was against the law, so somebody killed her and buried her body next to the canal.